This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free as we launch here into the second hour of the program. The number is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go to enjoy that. It's free like the rest of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about jail. Sam is freshly out of jail, having been spent the last 6 days in the local county jail here in Keene, New Hampshire. We go back to Kurt, another man who has spent time in jail, another one of the liberty activists up here. Kurt, you are back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were saying there was something that you disagreed with Mark about. You started talking about the death penalty. I jumped to a conclusion and thought you meant that you supported the death penalty. But
well, I do in a way.
You
but,
do.
I just know, you know, I was discussing the cost, you know, it's going to cost $1 million or so to kill them, and I think it's lethal injection is what they use up here, but I'm not for the state having a hand in it. You know, I think you and I and all of us can agree that we're not really, you know, I guess I'm a proponent for the death penalty, but, you know, if somebody comes into my home and kills, you know, just say they come in and shoot Auburn or what have you, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel like I'm compelled to go and execute that person. Maybe I'm in the wrong for doing that or saying that or thinking that, but...
Maybe you are, Kurt, because, I mean, don't you consider yourself a Christian man?
Well, yeah.
Now, this is one of the things that kind of bothers me a little bit is when Christians, and I'm not one, I was at one time in my life, but is when Christians are advocating vengeance. When I think Jesus would have advocated to turn the other cheek. Now in the moment, I agree with, I think, Mark on this, in the moment of the violence, I don't think there's anything wrong with using force,
you know,
to defend yourself.
Prostituted in too. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different ballgame. I don't think that's really, in my opinion, of course, that everybody's there like, you know, what opinions are like. But, you know, I think if somebody does that, to, you know, somebody comes into my home and hurts somebody who is here in this home, my family member, you know, I'm gonna protect them. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want violence, and I don't know what to do with it. I really don't.
Well, I didn't say you shouldn't protect them. In the moment, I think there's something to be said for defending your loved ones and doing what it takes to stop the violence.
Yeah, but in the moment, yeah.
But how do you know later if you've caught the right person?
You know, the state does that all the time, and they screw up, and they're, you know, I mean, sure, we have to be taught to think critically, another thing that government schools takes out of people. We've got to know, hey, who's coming into the house and why. Maybe they're fleeing from the cops. You know, I mean, it's, I honestly don't know what to do. If it's a heat of the moment thing, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's a fair answer. It's a fair thing to say that you don't know.
Now, Kurt, I have at one point in my life I was pro death penalty, and now I am against the death penalty. And you have brought up one of the issues that you know, I sort of stood on, that there is no reason that I, as a taxpayer, should have to support a disgusting killer who is sitting behind bars for the rest of his life, giving him three hots and a cot. When, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's less than worthless. And I have to agree with you, and I'm not here today to defend people that have actually committed, you know, the kind of crimes that one would use the death penalty to punish them for. However,
well, maybe this is a topic, you know, this is definitely something I need to understand more and have some kind of more information on to form an opinion that I feel comfortable with. But yeah, I mean, it is going to come down to cost for these people, these guys. And there, look, as far as I'm concerned, I could drive at 12 years old. I could do, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, they're going to say they're kids, and there's not a chance it's a snowball chance in hell that they're children. They're not kids. This is, again, another tool that the jailers use to perpetuate their own income, their own business. And
I don't think the jailers
are enslaving people. And I think that's something we all understand.
The feet on the ground jailers are people that, by and large, pretty conservative folks that support the death penalty, in my experience. Maybe we're talking about the administration. I don't know. That seems a little conspiratorial to me. I think that, first off, in New Hampshire hasn't used its death penalty since the 50s. So in order to even enact the death penalty on these kids, you have to build a death house. And a death house is going to cost you, I mean, the government's going to build it,
They're
right?
They're not kids.
Whatever. These men, these near monsters, you would have to build a death house in order to execute them. It's the state. You know that death house is going to cost $5 million in order to execute these guys. Also, they're not going to execute them. There have been just as awful people in New Hampshire prisons before, and they lived and they died in there. And so if you're talking about the money, the fact is it costs more money in mandatory appeals and those kind of things to execute someone than it does just to keep them for life in prison.
And I know that, and they're going to keep them in there. They're going to keep them in there for life. But the thing is that they're going to eventually get out again.
No,
they will get out because it's just that's just how it works. They will get out.
I doubt
it. I don't know what they're going to do again. I have no idea. But they're going to get out again.
You're believing the media. Because I was in prison with a whole bunch of guys who are never, ever, ever going to see the light of day. This is a counterfactual statement that everybody tends to believe is, don't worry, they're going to let them out at some point. Oh, no, they're not. People that get life in prison do life in prison. I mean, I can't tell you how many
25 years.
Right. It means 25 years until you have the opportunity for parole, and then the parole board, if they let you out, gets their butts handed to them. Politics is about cover your butt, and nobody on the parole board is going to let a convicted first-degree murderer out of prison.
Were sentenced to 25 years, that's what you spend, and then you're out.
Right,
that's not the case.
Because this is what people think, and it is absolutely not true.
So
I can't tell you how many men they took out of Avon Park stiff and dead from old age.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Then that gives me a little bit more that I can form an opinion that I can feel comfortable with. I know, I'm not too big to say, I'm still learning. I mean, I woke up at 37 years old basically to say, my God, everything I've been and everything I've become in my life is wrong. And it is wrong. And I made a lot of money in my life. And right now I'm making peanuts but I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. And
why is that, Kurt? Why are you happier than you've ever been?
Well, I'll tell you, because I'm around the best people. I finally found a place that I fit in New Hampshire, and that I truly feel I can fit. I mean, I'm not just on the surface like I could when I wasn't connecting the dots for the rest of my, my previous 37 years of my life. And I'm just around such great people. I mean, the church I go to is fantastic. It's not like going to church at all. It's like the church for people who don't want to go to church. The people I'm up here, and forgive the expression of free staters, I don't know, lack of a better term. I came to Pork Fest and I didn't want to go. Man, I did not want to go. And I wasn't even that far. I was down in Massachusetts. So it's like finally I fit, because there's so many people who are exploring the same kinds of things that I'm.
What kind of growth do you feel you've had personally between the time you arrived in New Hampshire, which was a couple of years ago, and now?
Yeah, well, it may not be much, but for me it's pretty big. It may not be much for anybody else, but for me it's pretty big. I'm able to. That's a hard question, Ian. I don't know. I'm certainly around people that I never would have considered being around before, because I was such a snot. I'm just being honest. I now have opinions, and I cared about people before. But it was always tainted with, I gotta make money, and I've gotta make sure my income is covered, I guess the risks that are there, but I don't know. I guess that's. I think I'll have to think on that one more.
That's okay. That's all right. It's a good initial answer, and I thank you for the call tonight, Kurt. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I know that I feel that for me the growth has been very spiritual. I definitely changed my viewpoint on violence, one thing for sure, within the last few years. In fact, we can talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom pit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features on the site. for free, including our Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Shrine of Female listeners now brought to you by freekeen.com over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules step by step. Sam, you have the Jurisdictionary.com course, and you lent it to me, so I've been checking it out. Say a few words about it. What'd you think?
It covers the basics. It teaches you the fundamental framework of how lawsuits work, of how to interact with the courts, of what motions are, how to draft them, the elements that they contain, how a trial should go. It's a really good primer for, you know, starting out and learning this stuff and applying more advanced techniques, or just if you're going to get a lawyer and you want to make sure he's doing the right thing, I think it's great for that as well.
So it was, I believe it's about $250 for the course. Money well spent.
I think so, yeah.
Great. Jurisdictionary.com.
That's like, what, an hour hiring a lawyer? $250?
Yeah.
It's totally worth it. And I think that it's a great way for people to sort of, you know, use the court system in a form of civil disobedience right where they are if they're not going to pick up and move to New Hampshire, do it where you're at, jurisdictionary.com.
But you should pick up and move to New Hampshire.
I am for
freedom.
That. I think you'll be more successful. Everything will be more successful when it's amplified by more people doing it in one area.
Absolutely right. I think that whatever you're talking about, Mark, whether it's politics or civil disobedience and non-cooperation, it's better when people are with you. And that's what Kurt was talking about a few moments ago, Kurt from New Hampshire, pointing out that he spends time with people he never would have considered spending time with before, because there's a level of connection here between the various different activists that is just, it's something that you don't find, I don't think, anywhere else in the liberty movement in general. I know I didn't feel as connected to the people that I was doing activism with down in Florida as I do up here. The activists here, I think, are of a higher caliber. They're better activists in general. Many of them have never done activism before, but man, they jump in with both feet first when they come up here, and it's just so much fun being here. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Also, an update on, I think, Sovereign Curtis's case. They're looking to put together a request for funds from cdevolution.org to help fund Sovereign Curtis. He's one of the liberty activists up here. He was busted a few weeks ago now for possession of marijuana, actually for distribution of marijuana. They charged him with a felony for allegedly passing a joint of marijuana to an undercover police officer. So just to make sure that's clear, it's a felony to pass someone a joint here in New Hampshire.
Well, if they can get away with charging somebody with it, sure. Really, what they're charging him for is for putting together the 420 event in the first place.
This is true. He was the guy who called the event, but it's not like he's in charge of the people that showed up. He just said, hey, let's do this, and folks came out. But anyway, to support Sovereign Curtis, you can go to cdevolution.org. There's a little chip in up there at the top right of the page. He's looking to raise $7,000 for his legal defense fund, and as far as paying a lawyer is concerned, that's pretty cheap. But the intention here is, because he's got a felony charge, he's the first liberty activist up here to be hit with a felony charge for anything.
He'll actually get a jury.
He will get a jury right out the gate, and presuming they don't drop it down to a misdemeanor, but he will get a jury right out the gate, and he's interested in taking this all the way up to the Supreme Court in the hopes of overturning the insane drug laws. So, I mean, he's got a pretty big vision. There's going to be, I think, a blog post coming soon from Curtis over at cdevolution.org. So head on over there, and if you can, get on board with – you can either chip into the chip-in, or you can become a monthly contributor to CD Evolution. So, once again, cdevolution.org. Yes, Mark.
So we were talking about with Kurt about the death penalty, and I think that this is an issue of just basically education, because I think that the average person, when confronted with some horrible crime, they hear about it, the first thing that they think is well, that person that committed that crime deserves the worst thing that we can possibly do to them.
Vengeance.
And first off, I would question as to whether or not ending their life is the worst thing that you could do to them, having spent a great deal of time in prison and knowing that the bleakness that that is the existence in prison. I'm not saying every minute is absolute torture. I certainly played some card games and had some good times when I was there. However, what you're the whole time you're there, you have this hole in you, this desire that to get out that cannot be fulfilled for some guys, or certainly can't be fulfilled quickly enough for everybody who's in there. And you know what it's like for a guy who knows that he's going to die in prison. It's got to be, you know, it's a rough thing.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, and it's a real bummer. And if you consider that perhaps there should be an additional level of sort of imprisonment for people to commit the most heinous of crimes, say something akin to what death row is without the, you know, the actual execution, you know, say being imprisoned into a little cubicle or something like that. I'm not saying that I think that that's the best thing. I don't know what the best thing is. I think what the best thing is that these people are forced to work, and that the money that they generate from their work then goes to, at least to some extent, nominally compensate the victims of their crimes. That's what I would like to see done. And the
idea, and pay for their room and board as well, so taxpayers don't have to foot that bill.
That much is true, too, because it's a shame that so many of these the victims are victimized twice by having to pay taxes to support the people that the committed
insult
these
to injury.
Right. So, but you know, one thinks about it would be cheaper to execute an inmate than to keep them around, and it's just not with our current legal system. The fact is, with the mandatory appeals and all the things that go into execution, it costs significantly more to execute an inmate than it does to keep them in life in prison.
Well, and then there's the question of whether you get the right guy in the first place,
and that's the other issue, is whether you have the state do it or some other you know, a mob execute somebody. Is I'm not for executions until people are perfect. When you know for sure you're executing a man who has committed a terrible, terrible crime, then I might be for it.
But I don't even know if I'd be for it then.
Right. I'm still on the fence.
I lean more toward forgiving.
Sure, but you can't force somebody to forgive.
No.
I mean, otherwise it's not forgiveness.
No, obviously not. I said I think I lean toward forgiving.
Right. That's what I would. I'm with you on that one. But if you look at you know, how the system currently is even if you know a guy did it for sure, that means he confessed, which means that you would only execute people who confessed, which would be counter you know, productive to getting people to confess. So that doesn't make any sense with the way sort of the system reality works. So I'm just in general against executions. They are inefficient uses of public resources, your tax money, and they are clearly not a deterrent, because you know, life imprisonment sucks, as far as I'm concerned, just as badly, if not worse. And, you know, it doesn't make sense from all kinds of practical reasons. And it's really just an emotional jug for the people that, you know, that they see a terrible crime.
The toll-free number here for your thoughts, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, we'll talk about the UK police shenanigans, what they've been doing involving breaking into people's homes. We will explain here in a moment. Also, take your calls about what you want. Free Talk Live.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AerrantAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AerrantAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AerrantAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AerrantAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AerrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, as we like to say. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And our features include news updates. You get signed up via whatever delivery method you prefer. Do one, do two, do all three. We've got emailed updates. You can also get them via Twitter or our Facebook fan page. So you choose whatever works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on board. That's news.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot military gun show is April 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's this weekend at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables. Showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to get to the story here. By the way, it'll be brought to you by copblock.org. Story by the about the UK cops breaking into people's homes. It's pretty crazy. But just kind of continuing basic on the conversation we were having earlier about paradigm shifts and changing our viewpoint on things. And Sam, were you ever of the violence is okay, violence will lead to peace viewpoint at any point in your life?
I don't know if I would say I held that viewpoint, but I certainly, you know, supported the wars. I was kind of the true average patriotic American at some point, if you can actually believe that.
Right, because I've only known you since you've been listening to Free Talk Live, and it is pretty hard to imagine you as a flag waver.
Yeah, I mean, I voted, I believed in it. I kind of like Mark was, not as bad as him, but...
I was just a Republican, that's all I was.
Yeah, same here. And then, I got mad at the Republicans when I found out about what they were doing. Checked out the Democrats and saw that, well, this is just more of the same. This is ridiculous processes and all these things. I actually signed up as a representative for my voting district in the Democratic Party or something like that. And I just saw how bureaucratic and silly it all seemed. And I thought, okay, this isn't the answer either. So that's when I sort of found Free Talk Live and the Ron Paul campaign, jumped on there, saw more of the same disgusting politics, and even kept moving further and further away from that because I know that's not really for me.
I was on a website the other day where they were comparing politicians on the site. And actually, just kind of as an aside, I don't think I mentioned this on the air. I think I told you about it, Mark, off the air. But a couple of weeks ago, we did something unusual on this program, and that is we actually had a political candidate on the show. Last time we did that I recall was when Ron Paul was on. I guess you did it during the Liberty Forum when I wasn't on the show. But
yeah.
But last time when I was on the program as a host, it was Ron Paul. This guy John Dennis out in California is running in the race against Nancy Pelosi, and I guess there's a Republican primary out there. And I was on Facebook. I was looking at the Facebook posts, and Angela Keaton from antiwar.com had posted something about John Dennis exposed. And this was like a week after we'd finished doing this interview where you'd told me about this John Dennis guy and how he was better than, you know, some of the other so-called Ron Paul politicians out there, and better even than Ron Paul's son, who I've got some issues with. And indeed, I looked at his website and I thought, you know, this guy seems to be on the scale of candidates, political candidates, one of the better ones. Okay, I was convinced we'd have him on the show. And there were a couple questions he kind of slimed his way out of, but hey, he's a politician, what do you expect? But I still came out of the interview thinking, yeah, this guy's probably the best candidate that the Liberty Movement has out there this year that at least I've come across. And so then when I saw Angela post on her Facebook, John Dennis exposed, I thought, oh, no. What now? What did this guy say? What did this guy do? Because the Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, was outed essentially for some of the things he said that were in favor of, you know, the war in Afghanistan and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he's in a very tough position in his senatorial race there in Kentucky, and I can understand his position. But
he was outed by his own admission, you know, answering questions and essentially being very not so pro-liberty on some issues that was a real turnoff to me. And I thought, oh, God, they've done the same thing with this John Dennis. John Dennis exposed his wife. What is on this site that is making Angela Keaton post it to her Facebook profile? And when I went to it, I was surprised to find that it was actually a hit site against John Dennis from the Republicans. I thought it was going to be the Libertarians outing this guy as a neocon or something like that, but they actually have a video up on the site of John Dennis mentioning antiwar.com in an interview that he did with Andrew Napolitano on the Fox Freedom Watch show, and really just outing him as essentially a peace, someone who's in favor of peace. This is how the Republicans were attacking this Republican candidate. You know, it's like, he's not a real Republican. They had a little checkbox comparing the candidates, Nancy Pelosi, John Dennis, and whoever the Republican was. And of course, they had all the same checks near Nancy Pelosi's name and John Dennis to try to make him look like he's just like Nancy Pelosi. And I was just so amused by it. And I thought, oh, this is great. You know, this isn't a libertarian hit site against this guy. Maybe he really is a politician worthy of supporting.
I think so, but, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to get excited about politicians. But
I'm not excited about him. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to give money to a politician, maybe this is the guy for 2010. Although I think you certainly might want to consider giving money to the races in New Hampshire, as we know that those folks are going to be fairly principled. A lot of the people running this year in New Hampshire will be principled. We just don't know who they are yet because we have yet to get close to that. But on this John Dennis exposed site, in this checkbox thing, there was only one box checked for the Republican candidate, the woman that he's running against in the primary, and that was believes in peace through strength.
Mm.
And I just thought, yeah, peace through strength. Now, the other way to phrase that is believes that you can get peace through violence, believes that you can have peace by going over and rolling tanks around in the streets and shooting people from helicopters. My gosh, the discussions that we had over lunch about this video that has hit the internet where the helicopter pilots or the helicopter people in Iraq or Afghanistan are just mowing innocent people down. I couldn't watch the video last night. Somebody, I think it was a guard, brought it up when he was here last night.
It's horrifying.
I just didn't want to watch it. I've seen this stuff before where they just treat people like they're targets and not human beings, and they just blow people away. In this video, apparently, the part I didn't get to, they blew away some children that arrived on the scene of this murder.
Mm-hmm.
And these were reporters with cameras that were clearly visible.
Right. And one
this
thing
is peace through strength
should be pointed out is that in Iraq, it is commonplace for everybody to have an AK-47 in their house. So walking around with an AK-47 in your
house unusual.
Is not, in and of itself an act of aggression.
So I thought that was a real good example of what they mean by peace through strength. How can anybody believe that those sorts of actions, just cold murder, could in any way achieve peace? I mean, that's just, it's lunacy to believe that. It's some sort of a mental disorder.
It
can be changed. The paradigm can be shifted. But, man, is it just, it's sick. So, and I'm so sorry if I ever believe that to be the case.
So, people will defend this position that, look, it's war. The regular rules don't apply. It's not murder. It's not murder. Simply not murder. And I'd like to point out to those people that if somebody did something bad to me in my house and I went out in the street and I went, popping caps at them as they walked down the street and I happened to shoot a child in the process, would I be guilty of, murdering that child? I think I would.
You wouldn't be guilty, apparently, if you called it a war before you.
If I employed somebody to do that on my behalf and they mowed somebody down in the process, would I be responsible for their actions?
Not if you're the commander in chief.
Ah, but if you were anybody else, you would. So therefore, that makes the politicians and everybody in the government that supports these things murderers, accessories to murder, principals. No, the principals to murder. They are committing the acts. Because the government can't do anything that regular citizens can do. You cannot do things with impunity. That does not make it moral simply because you work for the government.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Were you ever somebody that believed in the old peace through strength line? The idea that you could achieve peace through committing violent acts? We'd love to hear from you. What's your story? It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. Features including our entire site. It's free. The updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, the wiki, listening options, all there at freetalklive.com. The site itself has been redesigned for 2010. FTL 2.0 allows you to go in and submit stuff. You can submit news stories and blog posts and videos and audio, whatever it is that you think is interesting, that you think our listeners will enjoy. And our listeners and you get to vote on the different stuff that has been submitted to the website. Most popular items will be voted up to the top of the website. And that means that the most popular items are more likely to get on the air. It's a really useful way to interact with other listeners and also affect the things that we talk about on this program. Of course, the best way to affect the things we talk about on the show is to call in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, because we will take your calls about anything here. Talking about the idea, this ludicrous idea, that so many people believe in, that you can achieve peace by violence, that through the means of violence, one can achieve the ends of peace. We go to your phone calls. Phil is listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, Phil.
Just super. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you talk about this concept of peace through strength, and I think that when you hear people say that, you can have multiple connotations as to what that exactly means. You can have, there is the mindset, which the one that you believe, that there are people who believe that you can achieve peace through going over to someone else's country, destroying their infrastructure, killing everybody, and saying, now we have peace. Now, there's also people, I have a mindset that part of peace is having the ability to defend yourself if provoked. And having a decent ability to do that. Basically being the guy in the room who doesn't want to have trouble, but if trouble should come to that person, they can handle themselves. And that's more of my definition of peace through strength, having the strength to defend yourself. But I do agree that it's pretty ludicrous to think that, well, if we preemptively go over and attack them before they get us, I mean, that's not peace. That's just fostering a huge mess like one we've been in for almost a decade now.
Well, even the whole them-us mentality, I think, is fairly dangerous. The idea that they are somehow different from us simply because they happen to occupy a different politically designated plot of land. And I'm not saying that you necessarily buy into that, but there's certain terms that we tend to use when we're speaking that we may not necessarily mean. There really is no them and us. It's just, at least as far as people in different plots of land, I would say if there's a them and us, it's the people who want to aggress against others and the people that want to be left alone. I would say that's the real division, the idea that there's a difference between human beings around the world. People are just people.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the idea that that somebody, for whatever reason, takes some steps to be prepared in case something terrible happens, either in their home
or a nation
takes those steps. But
a nation can't do anything. There's no such thing.
Well, a nation is a group of people working together for a common goal, right? I mean, that's
okay.
A working definition of it.
There's no such thing, though. But go ahead.
So I have no problem with a nation, having tools to defend themselves. But I think that there's a real problem with at least ours. I don't know about the rest of the nations out there, but I can speak to ours in that.
So you're a member of the nation, Mark?
I live here. They take my money in the form of taxes.
Yeah, I thought that you were defining a nation as a group of people that has come together for a common purpose.
I'd really like to address this issue of defense and what this nation does with its stuff before we talk about us, them, we, you, the pronoun discussion that you love to have. The issue here, I feel, is that the United States government is as a man with a hammer that sees a whole bunch of nails. That the military-industrial complex, to use a term that Eisenhower coined, perhaps. At least he made it famous, it seems to be very much in charge of the government, the Department of Defense, all these organizations. And they find a lot of problems where they didn't need them in the first place. And, the solutions strangely enrich those same people that are finding those problems.
Phil,
no, I do definitely agree with you with the fact that, our military tends to stick its nose where it's not necessarily needed. And I believe that military, there's a reason why they call it the Department of Defense. It is for defense purposes, and that's what it should be there for.
Oh, the reason they call it Department of Defense is for public relations purposes, because calling it the Department of War and Indiscriminate Killing would be a terrible, terrible name for it.
Well, maybe
from a public relations standpoint.
Maybe when it was originally created, Mark, it really was used for...
No, when it was originally created, it was called the Department of War.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, they were much more honest back then.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it was for. And war wasn't as big of a deal. It was the expectation that a nation would do such a thing. And our founding fathers, were trying to not do that. I mean, wars were just things that rich guys that controlled huge plots of land did with each other.
So, Phil, I mean, would you agree, though, that if you're looking at a politician's website and they use the catchphrase peace through strength, they're talking about killing people around the world?
Yeah, I'm pretty leery whenever I read that, especially nowadays. And I think that people confuse the idea of having a strong military with having an active and aggressive military. There's a difference between the two. If you have the capacity to say, look, we are not going to give you any trouble, but don't mess with us, it's a little bit different of a stance to take. It's that whole speak softly and carry a big stick thought process without actually swinging the stick unless someone takes a swing at you first.
I think that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is such a safe place, because up here, and also in Vermont, Alaska, there are very few gun restrictions, meaning that anybody pretty much anywhere could be carrying a deadly weapon, and it's
darn likely.
Keeps criminals in line.
Yeah, luckily for me, here in Virginia, it's not quite as nice as it is in New Hampshire in regards to that, but we're close to it and getting there, so I gotta say that at least in that sense, I feel safer myself.
You know, as you mentioned Virginia, I actually have a story. I don't know if we'll get a chance to get to it, but it's in my show prep. Hopefully at some point this week we'll get around to it, about the police actually blacking out information, refusing to release information. Thank you for the call tonight, Phil. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So I was mentioning that since I've been up here in New Hampshire, it's been a kind of a bit of a spiritual journey for me. I've had a lot of change in my personal life in the last 3 years, and Sam, you turned me on to a great book called Conversations with God,
yes.
Which I just thought was so spectacular. I went and I signed up for the daily emails, and
right.
Neil Donald Walsh, the author, sends out these, you know, daily thoughts for the day, that kind of thing. And as we were discussing this peace issue, this happened to be in my email box. Says that peace cannot come through to this world until you are convinced that violence will never produce it. Peace cannot come to this world until you are convinced that violence will never produce it. He goes on to say that hurt doesn't heal hurt, and violence will not bring an end to violence. Help the world to understand this by reacting differently, responding newly when anger and a need to hurt you is sent your way. I just thought that was really nice.
You know, and this is, yeah, this is something that I'm working on for myself.
It's a constant challenge.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not, you know, I tend to straddle the fence on this issue as, you know, because many people are, you know, they're very concerned with this moment in time that they might have to use violence in order to, you know, protect the ones they love or whatever. And, you know, in the process,
they play out the scenarios.
Yeah, they do, and of course, they claim, you know, that we need police and military and all these organizations, these organizations of men, you know, trained to do violence to protect us from this moment in time that this may occur. Of course, in the process of having these organizations, you must do violence on everybody all the time by threatening them to, you know, contribute to these organizations to keep them around. In the process, making organizations that are far less inefficient, hungry for growth, they have a monopoly on in the area that they're billowack, and I feel that they actually can be counterproductive, are generally counterproductive for the goals that they were set out for in the first place, to maintain peace, maintain order, maintain you know, justice and these kind of things. And I think that often they do the opposite.
The toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you to bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.